Is this thing on? Oh, good. Yes, I can hear it in my headphones now. I just want to give a big shout-out before we begin to all the sidewalks out there. And the sidewalks, too.
And why is that?
They've been keeping me off the streets for as long as I can remember. Oh, and a big shout-out to my legs for supporting me.
Uh-oh. Hey, everyone. Before we begin, just a reminder to stay up to date on everything going on with our show. Head over to GBGPresentsPod.com and check it out. Like our mailing list, live show dates, like November 19th finale, and more.
Just like our Halloween show on October 29th at Pack Rat Comic. For more information, packratcomic.com or gbgpresentspod.com.
Tonight's episode of the Magically Unauthorized Misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle was recorded on September 3rd, 2016, as part of the Good, the Bad, and the Geeky's Lives from Pack Rat Comics in Hillard, Ohio.
Whew, that's a lot of talking, isn't it, JT? That must be how our narrator feels.
And now, this week's episode of The Magically Unauthorized Misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
A thunder of jets in an open sky, a streak of gray and a cheerful... Hi, everybody!
Hi, Rocky!
A loop, a whirl, a vertical climb, and once again, you know it's time for... The Magically Unauthorized Misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle! Starring that supersonic speedster, Rocket J. Squirrel! Along with a host of others! Last time, Bullwinkle had accidentally fallen into the clutches of Calvin and the Colonel, who in episodes prior, Rocky found out was plotting revenge. The reason?
Because scientists love that the Earth spins?
No.
But it really makes their day!
No.
It makes the world go round?
No.
Well, I love it. I couldn't go on a day without it.
So many bad puns, it hurts.
Sorry for all the... punishment.
As Bullwinkle waited in the car, Calvin and the Colonel secretly planned their next move, which was to contact their boss? Okay, anyway, halfway across the country in an airport to board an airplane themselves was Boris, Natasha, and a slightly wounded and easily distracted Rocket J. Squirrel.
Where is Squirrel, darling?
Bah, I gave him $5.
$5, darling?
Squirrel is so stupid. $5 get you nothing in today's economy. Can't even get candy. Then again, back in old day, Natasha, we would dread going to candy store.
Oh.
Some suckers always got licked.
Oh.
Maybe Squirrel will have Rocky Road, or maybe he find candy store.
So clever, Boris. Oh, and Boris? Boss called a bit ago, darling. He says Moose has sample.
Oh, I knew it. Of course Moose has sample. Moose always has sample. Or football, or diamond, or box top, or formula, or anything else we look for, Natasha. Always.
Maybe we should try American Lottery, darling. We could finally get our business, get out of business of being poor.
Get out of it? Ah, Natasha, we sell it.
We sell it?
See, ideas like that are why we're still poor. So, what boss say, Natasha?
He say, load plane, head to North Carolina. He'll finish Moose and Squirrel himself.
Himself? No need for boom from us?
I suppose not, darling.
They won't lie, Natasha. This depressing.
Why? You want to boom Squirrel yourself?
Actually, no.
No, darling?
I know. After all this time... years of chasing Moose and Squirrel, trying to drown in water, or use dynamite to make them go boom. Use metal moon mice, or bamboo their fingernails, or lock them in car with garage door down and car running, or drop them in elevator shaft, or whack on head with axe, or shoot with gun, or shoot an eye with arrow, or shoot a knee with arrow. Nor spill stomach guts out.
Good, great. Get to point, darling.
Just after all these attempts, Maybe that feeling isn't there, Natasha.
Oh, Boris.
And then I begin to really think. Was feeling ever really there, Natasha?
What is happening? I don't understand.
I feel same way.
You too. Good.
Shut up your mouth, you. I was talking to Boris.
Well, excuse me.
Oh, poor sweet Boris. Have we lost touch?
Maybe, Poopsie.
Oh, or maybe we hear music that reminds us of what our hearts ache for.
Yes. Or maybe Fiddler won't shut up her fiddle mouth.
Some people just don't appreciate fine music.
And as the fiddler fiddles off, thank you. Boris crossed his arms in a huff. He knew that this was an existential crisis.
What is existential?
Maybe Squirrel right, darling.
Eh?
Maybe we are good bad guys.
No, we are bad guys.
But you heard, Squirrel. Bad means good despite bad.
I look online. Anti-heroes, Natasha.
Whole world outlook is crazy.
No kidding. Wait, I has idea, Poopsie.
Oh, Boris, what is idea?
So what if Moose and Squirrel save day?
What?
I said, so what
I
if...
I heard you, darling, but why?
Yeah, but why? Our heroes, Rocky and Bullwinkle, were always a speed bump for you two.
Maybe. I think we're getting over it, darling.
Okay, then. Looks like you're on the road to success.
As long as we can make it over hump.
Then it not be smoothest of rides, Boris.
Think about it, Natasha. Moose and Squirrel. Boris and Natasha. We like math books.
Math books, darling?
Yes. We finally need to tell other one we have own problems.
I don't understand, darling.
Those problems make us negatives. Can't you see, Natasha? Moose and Squirrel not our problem to solve. They are a problem because we always make them problem to solve.
Always tough problems in school of life, darling.
Yes, and because a fearless leader, but no more, we make our own problems. wait.
So what? We double-cross boss and help Moose and Squirrel?
No, Natasha. We double-cross boss and it more likely will help Moose and Squirrel.
Thus, still remaining bad guys.
Who are good.
But still bad. Oh, Boris.
I still got it.
So what do we do to grab double-cross our double-crosser?
Simple. We...
Oh, that's good. Yes, good one, Boris. Yes, yes. A double cross of crosses, darling.
Hey, you two.
Hello, Squirrel.
I just got tons of stuff for $5, so thanks. Got some delicious bottled water, and they have a sale on candy.
Raskolnikov! Of course Squirrel gets most out of $5. Usually airport for everyone else costs you an arm and a leg.
Really? Oh my God, I mean, don't I know it.
Oh, they laugh at that. People have bad taste. They're my kind of people.
Absolutely, darling. You're so good and bad.
You know, that is the kind of joke that would make Bullwinkle... Oh, I miss him.
Wait, you miss friend Squirrel?
Well, I said he wasn't my friend, though.
Right. Maybe just frustrated Squirrel. Maybe you need to vent. Get time away.
Oh, I think you're right. Boy, I sure hope Bullwink was okay.
Don't I know it. Come, Natasha. We must board a plane and help save day by not saving day.
Wait, I thought her name was Kim.
Oh, it is. Look, darling, I break internet. I am Kim Kardashian.
Something feels off.
That is because I break your candy bar, yes. Break candy bar.
my favorite Kit Kat candy bar.
Oh, let me break off a piece of that.
Cheers.
Okay, you two, you can have the rest of my Kit Kat bar, but we need to hurry up and board that plane.
Oh?
Yeah, we have my best friend to save.
Say, Bubsy, not really things looking our way.
Well, well, well. Did you hear that? Looks like Rocky was just mad at Bullwinkle and needed to blow some steam. And steam he did blow as Rocky now misses his BFF Bullwinkle. But at an oddly inopportune time to do so, though, as Calvin and the Colonel are being asked to do something dastardly to Bullwinkle, though it could be for someone else, for their own boss. And what of Boris and Natasha? Could their boss be the same as Calvin and the Colonel's? Does that Southern Fox and Dumb Bear really want revenge? Did Rocky really get a good bargain on that Kit Kat? You've got to be kidding me. I mean, on what, $5? And what is up with all these questions? And oh my god, is my voice getting higher? Do these final paragraphs in each episode that I have to say keep getting longer and longer? And oh my god, longer! Find out next time in the magically unauthorized misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle called Be Afraid, Bullwinkle, or A Change of Plans.
That was this week's unauthorized episode. Just a reminder that if you would like to download more past episodes, find out how to subscribe on iTunes, and more, please go to our website at gbgpodcast.com and click on the big letters that say Rocky and Bullwinkle. Just a little note that this podcast updates right here every Tuesday and is produced by D4K Studios as part of the GBG Presents podcast series. Did you enjoy the show? Maybe not enjoy it? Perhaps have a question or thought? Not sure who to talk to because your therapist ain't doing the trick? Well, email us at rockyandbullwinkleshow@gmail.com.
And don't forget about the legal mumbo-jumbo.
Tonight's show features characters like Rocky, Bullwinkle, Boris, Natasha, Captain Peach Fuzz, and more, who are characters created by Jay Ward Productions and are owned by DreamWorks and NBC Universal. Please don't sue us. We do this out of love of these characters.
Yeah, but it don't matter to them, though.
Yeah, I know. But on behalf of the cast and crew of this episode, which you can find on our show notes, I'm J.T. Shea of the Drawing the Wrong Conclusions podcast and Night Gig Studios. You can visit us online at nightgig.com or check out our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/nightgig. Good night, folks.